Hello, and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright. I want to ask you a couple of questions. What do you do when you feel like your life is off track? Okay, have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like it's boring, tiring, exhausting? Do you feel like you have little or no energy? How about this? Do you constantly worry about the judgment of others? Have you lost trust in yourself? Or do you feel stuck and not quite sure what you really want? Well, if you've answered at least yes to two of those or more, you're living in a crossroads. And today we're going to talk about living in a crossroads and how do you get through a crossroads. You know, a few years ago, I knew this feeling oh so very well. See, I had lost sight of who I was. I was dissatisfied and I just didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I knew I was not satisfied with the way things were, but I just had no idea as to what I needed to do. What I didn't know then, but I do know now, was that I was at a crossroads in my life. And see, these crossroads pop up every so often in our life, and we choose to take action and try something new. They lead us down maybe a new and exciting path, at least we hope. See, crossroads often have a negative undertone. And see, they come with overabundance of stressful decisions and unwanted change. That's for sure. So you feel that you are merely the product of outside forces shoving you around. But these are strangely the times when you can learn the most because everything of the past and the future become irrelevant. And your open, pliable mind has all the power to shift your reality. See, our world is at a crossroads right now. You know, we are currently in a pandemic and millions of people have lost their jobs. Millions and millions of people, for the very first time, are even filing for unemployment. We've lost loved ones unexpectedly, never to even get a chance to see them. See, and where our current way of living have suddenly become just dramatically and drastically unsustainable. See, when you hit a crossroads in life, it's a big deal. You turn left and your life will move in an entirely different direction than if you turn right. And crossroad decisions look like this. You're asking, do I move to a new city? Do I buy a house? Should I change careers? Should I go back to college? Should I have another child? Should I get married? Here's one. Should I get divorced? See, crossroad decisions aren't only confusing. Now, some people would say they're hard. And I don't use that word, but they are challenging. And they are challenging because they involve life-altering choices. And one or more of those choices are equally good, desirable, or maybe even downright outright painful. See, I've noticed these days that there are a lot of people standing at a crossroads. And sometimes a crossroad comes upon us as a natural part of life. Sometimes it's a force. That is, it's a force that's upon us by uncontrollable circumstances. And it doesn't really matter how you've arrived at the crossroads, but what matters is how you break through to what's next in your life. This is what you call a wise decision is needed. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to be back in about 30 seconds, and we're going to discuss how do you manage, navigate, or even travel through a crossroads. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and today we're talking about crossroads in your life. And when we left for break, we said we're going to talk about how to navigate through a crossroads. Now, number one, when you're at a crossroads, the first thing my suggestion would be is to seek wise counsel. And I will explain that to you. See, crossroad decisions are wrapped in emotions. See, if you're in this place, your mind is swimming in doubt, and it's challenging, difficult to clearly see your options. Both roads may seem a little murky and a little dark, but seek wise counsel from someone who can be objective, open-minded, non-biased, non-judgmental, and just willing to listen. Maybe it could be a trusted family member or a colleague or a coach or even a therapist or a counselor. Choice is up to you. But whatever you do, make sure that it's not someone who's giving you their opinion the entire time. Which says, whomever you choose to confide in, remember that their advice is only part of a process. See, what you're doing is you're gathering data. You don't want to get further confused by too many voices. One or two clear-minded perspectives will help you to discern which road to take. So, seek wise counsel. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that towards the end. That's number one. Number two, pay attention to your passion, your talent, and your skills, because we all have something that we're passionate about, that we have a talent, and we all have a skill. See, it's easy to lose sight of your strength and what you're passionate about when your mind is clouded with uncertainty. And let me quickly add that when people find themselves at a crossroad, it's often because they're shifting in a new and hopefully better phase in life. Pay attention to this. See, I often find that when I'm in this place or in this phase, I have to pay close attention to the context of developmental stages. And it's really true. It's what stage you are in life. See, this is an important element to consider because ongoing research tells us that whenever people grow into a new developmental stage, they're often experience emotions of loss, sometimes confusion, overwhelm, the need to shed some either relationships, situations, maybe even change careers, and sometimes maybe even move. They may move across the country, move to a new state, move to a new place of living. You kind of hopefully you know what I'm talking about. And see, while all of these aspects of the developmental progression are important, what they do is they add a little bit to confusion and sense of overwhelm. See, you want to take the time to fully examine what you're passionate about in life and how that passion is expressed via your talents and your skills. See, such an examination of yourself will help you rediscover who you are and which direction to take. See, if you're reinventing yourself, for example, it's important to know how to take your best self into the next phase of life. So really what you need to do is pay attention to whom you've been, and it will help you to grow into whom you're yet to become. That's a really, 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 really pivotal part. And I'll say that again, pay attention to whom you've been, and it will help you to grow into whom you're yet to become. Okay, number three, embrace the ideal of change. See, if you've done the detailed work, as I mentioned in one and two, you're finding yourself maybe a little stuck. And it's probably because you're resisting this change. If you remember, I had Mr. Lewis Reed from LifeFit, and he said, change isn't difficult, it's just different. See, remember, what you resist, it will persist. In other words, resist the change and you're guaranteed to remain just where you are. So embrace the ideal of change and watch what happens. Yes, change. It can be a little uncertain. Sometimes people will say it's scary, but it can also be a doorway into an entirely new way of life. See, I find that when I'm resisting change, it's because I'm uncertain of the unknown. That's only natural. But you got to do the hard work and discover, remove the lid and look inward. And once you have the information, the change is less frightening. See, the battle within means this change you're considering is important because you wouldn't be at this crossroads. And sometimes change requires a breakdown of your ego. I know that may be hitting hard for some people. See, our sense of self and our worldview may need to change before we can break through to the other side. So you got to take a look at yourself. If you've always thought of things a certain way, or you've always felt a certain way, or you just, it's always been your way and nobody else's way, and you're not open to different things, you may need to let that go. So embrace the change, okay? Number four, don't rush the process. See, we live in a world now that is of immediate response and instant gratification. As I say, it's like instant pudding, add water and stare. I find that most people put a lot of pressure on themselves to make crossroad choices immediately. You just can't do that. See, when you reach a crossroads in life, don't try to rush the process. If you can put it off for a little bit and give yourself that option, you'll be doing okay. And you can continue to gather advice and information, but in the meantime, just be still, settle down, and allow that confusion and that uncertainty and not knowing, just let it kind of manifest itself. And you'll find a clear path, because what you're doing is you're going through the motion. See, crossroad choices in life are never, ever easy. You need to map out a process that suits your style of decision-making. Follow the few simple guidelines. Maybe you can journal your thoughts along the way and watch how the arrow will point you in the right direction. See, when it comes time to make a decision, the decision will have to be made, and you do have what you need to make the decision. So I'll leave you with, usually I do leave you with a quote, but today I don't have a quote. What I have, I think, is far more stronger. But before I leave you with those, we talked about to seek wise counsel. Now, not really sure, and let me put this disclaimer, I'm not here to basically tell anyone how to feel. I believe in God. Whatever your choice is and whatever your preference is, that's totally respected here. But I believe in God. And I will tell you that there is nothing that he cannot handle. I know it. I tried him. And if he works for me, he'll work for you. Okay. But I'm going to leave you with two scriptures. And, you know, one is my favorite. But I found this one that I really, really, really found to be profound. And it's something now I'm going to add to my list. It's Jeremiah 6 and 16. Remember this when you are at the crossroads in life. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. And of course, you know, the one I live in and I live by is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
This is Vonette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt.
I look forward to talking to you Friday at 4 p.m. As always, be kind and good to yourself, but be kind and good to someone else.